Good evening. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, it's nice to arrive this moment and to practice together. Wherever you are. So we'll do a little bit of a guided meditation. Just allowing the mind and the body to arrive. Maybe some deep breaths. And noticing with the exhale, there can be a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of letting go, a little bit more ease with the exhale. And feeling the contact of the body with whatever is supporting the body. And our feet, our legs, our seat. And then checking in with the head and face, just seeing if there are any obvious places where some letting go might happen. Without making it a project that we have to let go or get rid of. So more it's an invitation or an opportunity than a instruction or imperative. Checking in with the neck and the shoulders. The upper back and lower back. The chest. And belly. Arms. And hands. And then to allow the awareness to rest on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement associated with breathing. And when the mind wanders, just very gently, simply, begin again with the sensations of breathing. We might notice that thoughts come, thoughts go. Maybe there's some swirling around a particular notion, or maybe there's a family of thoughts. But they're coming and going. We're not asking to have particular thoughts. We didn't order them from the menu. They just arise. Or maybe I should say arrive. And then they go. We can't grab onto them. We can't control them so much. They're ephemeral. And yet we often give them so much authority. To be sure, thinking is very helpful. We need it to navigate our lives. It's important, healthy, normal, of course. And for the purpose of meditation, for this meditation period. Can we let the thoughts be in the background? And in the foreground could be the experience of breathing, or perhaps some other bodily sensations. As best we can, we let the thoughts think themselves without our getting tangled up in them. In a simple, kind-hearted way, can we just begin again with the sensations of breathing? Begin again. We don't have to make thinking the enemy. We don't have to make it wrong. We don't have to struggle or wrestle with thinking and thoughts. We just begin again. We recognize that most likely there's a momentum to thinking. It's natural that there might be some lot of thoughts. So we just begin again with the sensations of breathing or the body. if we recognize that thoughts come and go and come and go. Sometimes we invest so much authority into them, even when it's not helpful. We find ourselves caught up in them. So this practice of simply beginning again helps to recognize and shift our relationship to our thoughts. So that we have more space, more freedom. We're not being pushed around by our thoughts, but we can use them to support us so that we might be of greater support for others, so that we might be available to help others, to fully see others, to be with others, and to see and be with ourselves. So in this way, may our practice be for the benefit of all beings everywhere.